This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 4/26/21. This is show number 253. So what's going on here? It looks like a little lackluster day we're talking about, Nick.
Yeah, we're definitely looking at a little bit of a more subdued session so far. Friday was interesting because you had a big rally, and then late in the day, we did see a 20-minute sell-off there that was pretty strong, but market still finished up decently. Today, we're getting a little bit more of what I like to say is not a down day, but it's just not a lot of strength out here. It's just more of a sideways move for the most part, but markets are up slightly, so we'll give them the benefit of the doubt. The volume is very, very light, and I think that's the key to everything right now. This is a big week. You're going to have lots and lots of earnings pouring in. The mega cap tech stocks like Microsoft, Alphabet, they report tomorrow. I believe we have Apple and Facebook on Wednesday, then Amazon on Thursday. We also have a Fed meeting this week on Wednesday. That meeting will conclude. So there's a lot to really take in this week overall.
Yeah, well, this Friday effect is looking more and more predictable as we go along, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Everybody now looks for Friday to be an up day. Nobody is selling at all. And, one of these days we are going to get a Friday sell-off. That'll be a big surprise. But until it changes, I say you look for an up Friday. Nobody wants the powers that be do not want a down Friday because of what could happen on a Monday. And again, they don't want that sentiment out there, so it seems.
Yeah, the plunge protection team to the rescue again, yet again. And yeah, if you allow the market to collapse on a Friday, then you know you're going to get follow-through selling on the following Monday because everyone's nervous over the weekend. Could even extend to Tuesday. We've seen that happen before as well.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And, again, I just want to reference back to March 26th, that Friday where we saw that big, catapult to the upside right into the closing bell. Then we had the Archegos Capital hedge fund blow up on that Sunday, the prior Sunday. And, that just goes to show you that it's a very orchestrated market right now. And you just have to watch the charts and just follow them very closely.
All right. So Federal Open Market Committee, the FOMC, is meeting tomorrow. Is there anything relevant there?
Well, I think they're going to just basically say Jay Powell and the Federal Reserve are just basically going to say they're going to keep things the same, but sometimes they could just twist a few words and that ultimately can affect markets. So we'll have to watch really for the verbiage to see what comes out of them. Sometimes they'll hint subtle little clues to the marketplace that, hey, they may need to put on the brakes or something along those lines. But I mean, up till now, the Fed has been really in the camp that they are going to print endlessly and they have a lot more ammo, they say, than what they're currently using. So, that's really the market right now. As long as the central banks are printing money, these markets have gone up. Anytime we do get a decline, they basically come back out and backstop it with, their words. So a lot of jawboning. I would expect more of it. We're not expecting any change, though, in policy this Wednesday.
All right. And finally, gold and silver, they're up a little bit today.
Yeah, today we have, when you take a look at gold futures, just up $1, but it started out a little bit weaker. Gold miners today, the GDX, that is, down 11 cents. And then you have silver, acting pretty well today. Not a bad session, up about 0.5% on silver futures. So precious metals, I love what they're doing right now. They're just going sideways here for the last several days. And that is building cause for higher price.
All right. When do you think that higher price is coming?
Well, when I look at these charts, generally, when you go into a resistance point, which is kind of what we did with gold futures going up towards that 1800 level, we were, just 2 points shy of 1800. Now you're consolidating. So usually a week of consolidation, maybe a little bit more. And then it starts to make its move back up and resumes the trend again.
Oh, so a week or so, and then we'll know.
Yeah, I think, we're probably, it could happen later this week or it could be early next week, but the pattern is really, really good. It's a solid move. All the projections are higher as well. And you just want to go with it. But everything I'm seeing here is what I'd like to see. I'd like to see pausing. I don't want to see it go up parabolic because because then the move is over. I want to see exactly what we're seeing right now. Move up into resistance. You consolidate. You pause a little bit. Then you make your next advance to the upside. And that's exactly what we're witnessing.
All right. Well, sounds good. Make sure you go over to In the Money Stocks. Take a look at Nick's performance over the years. Monitor the Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Carrie Lutz. And your emails, direct them to my personal box, which is KL@CarrieLutz.com. And Nick, we will see what happens tomorrow.
Sounds good, Carrie.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, InTheMoneyStocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.